Okay. And so, as promised, I'm venting today about how I had this motorcycle trip all planned out in Taiwan, and it all got kiboshed because the mechanic wasn't doing his job. Now, I want to be clear on this. I don't have any ill will against my mechanic, but this past weekend was rather emotional for me. And frankly, it was one of the most cathartic self-sortings I've ever been through. So I've got a friend in Taiwan. One of the friends I've talked about doesn't matter who. But we're both really, really busy, and we're both achievers. And there's a lot that we have in common with each other we don't have in common with other people. And when we finally manage to get some free time that overlaps, we want to talk. Well, I'm working really hard to make sure that certain things become available and unlock. And late at night, my motorcycle breaks down. And I was so excited to finally go get some quality time with my buddy. And this motorcycle, I have to carry it half a block at 11 o'clock at night, even though I had my mechanic do a checkup the week before. And what happened was that the rear drum brake was out and was seized up. And it's like, you guys can't even check the brakes, you know? And no, you've got to be sitting, you've got to be incredulous. Me, if I was in Taiwan for the first year, I probably would have popped a hernia or something, or whatever the verb is for having hernias. It's believable. I know this because I've been here in 12 years in Taiwan, and I need to talk about this, Zach. So the Taiwanese mechanics that I deal with, God love them, they don't mean to be bad. But they've got Stockholm syndrome. They're beaten down by an authoritative culture that was made in ancient China. And that's why Chinese Confucianism, like Confucian communism, is different from Russian communism. It's not Marxism, and it never will be. The Chinese will read something, think they follow it, and absolutely do not, just as much as so many of these businesses and companies think that they understand John Carver. Oh yeah, we know how John Carver works. No, you don't. It's board policy. It's how boards, it's what a board should be doing. Did you know that being on a board is a whole artwork? It's an art, how to be a board member. Yeah, it's an art. And how to make laws that don't irritate people. And America understands that. The Democrats and Republicans know how to make laws that don't irritate people. The Chinese and the Vietnamese do not. God love them. They don't get that. And that's why many companies fail, many companies succeed, because they don't understand how boards work. And everyone will tell you, oh, we know how boards work. We know John Carver's teaching on how boards should work, because John Carver teaches how boards should work. No, they don't. And just in the same way, you've got all these Taiwanese with a culture that was made in ancient China. And currently the Chinese think that they understand Marxist communism, and they don't. They're looking at it through that ancient Chinese culture lens. And all they see is that the government gets to be powerful. That's all they read. And then everything else they ignore and rewrite it as if they're understanding Marx when they read them. It's never going to happen. This is Russia's big. Russia's in for a big surprise. Russia thinks that they've sold communism to the Chinese and that they're going to be able to control communism because they invented it or something like that. It ain't true. The Chinese are never going to be fully communist. They are addicted to authoritarianism at the expense of their own success. Even the Russians know that the leader has to be cool and court the will of the people. They know that they've got to give justice to their own people on some level. They know that they've got to do roads and bridges, and they've got to make the trains run on time. The Russians get that. The Chinese don't. The Chinese believe the people like their government if the people are told to like their government. They really believe that. That's their problem with Western media. The Chinese don't like Western newspapers, because they provide this thing that they can't grasp called constructive criticism. You're saying there's something wrong with the government? Well, there's something wrong with everything. The question isn't whether there's something wrong. The question is what, so we can improve it. They don't get that. They only hear, this is wrong. You're telling people to hate the government. Then they will, because people only do what they're told. Because that's what I did to my children. All the children who didn't commit suicide do what I said. And the ones who didn't committed suicide. So the world's a better place. That's how the Chinese think. And that's how my mechanics, unfortunately, think, because no one's taught them anything else. So they come to the table beaten down and crushed by this authoritarianism, and they can't grasp the concept that a road vehicle is not supposed to break down in the middle of the road every week. They can't get the idea in their head of what it looks like for it to be fully, completely tuned and functioning. Everything must have something wrong with it. And every mechanic that I go to says, it's old. And they don't research it. They don't look at it. They don't evaluate the problems. They don't say, hey, we could fix this. That could be changed. Some guy before did the bad job there. We need to change that part. We'll do it. They don't see that. It's just, it's an old bike. It's going to be dead. Ever heard of restoration? Not where I'm from. So, pardon me if that sounds a bit like venting. I'm trying to explain to you what's going on. So my motorcycle breaks down and I'm going, they're not morons. They're mental. Okay. They didn't know that they need to check the rear brakes when they changed the front brakes 2 days ago. Pardon my French. I'm having a Rubio moment here, and I need to drink some more of this monster. Yes. Okay. Very good. Now I should get Monster to spot. No, I don't. I only hit 1,000 subscribers this week on YouTube. Why would Monster want to sponsor me? I wouldn't even blip on their radar. So, well, what happened was I've been discussing this with my buddy because, you know, he was mildly irritated at me because I went and fixed the problem myself. That's another thing a lot of Taiwanese don't know how to do. So we had miscommunication and he was all flustered and upset. And I was just really irritated because I'm just so tired and I'm worn out and I just need to go have time. I need my social time. And so I'm all upset and everything. And so the storm passes and everyone stopped being angry. And my buddy and I start talking about what's going on here with motorcycle. And I'm like, I got problems with this motorcycle. He's like, fix it in your own city. I'm like, they don't fix things in my city. He's in the city next door. We're in Twin Cities. And I'm like, they don't fix stuff here. It's old. Let me sell you a new one. I'm like, why would I buy a new one from a mechanic who can't fix the old one that's fixable? It's a basic carburetor motorcycle. It's not using any technology that wasn't there in the 1970s, maybe even before that. I mean, really, I mean, it looks like the old Yamaha 360 that I tore down and put back together some years ago. These are not complicated motorcycles. And there's nothing sophisticated that requires buying a new one. You just need to keep the parts in working order. That's all. So anyhow, No, so that's it. So I went to the city next door where my buddy lives is a little bit bigger city, and they actually have competent mechanics who do restoration, and they do motorcycle mods. You know how some aftermarket parts are like not as good and other aftermarket parts are better? Like if you're a BMW fan, you ever heard, you know, BMP? Like I've seen these guys that do all BMP parts, Bavarian Motor Parts. It's like aftermarket that specializes in BMW stuff for BMW enthusiasts. So it's like, you know, you want to find some of these motorcycle enthusiast mod shops that focus on really cool, slick, custom aftermarket part stuff. And they exist in the city next door. So I've come to the decision that I'm going to take I'm going to do a YouTube video. Since I'm 1,000 on YouTube and I'm getting more YouTube equipment later on this week, I'm going to go do a YouTube talk about this and educate the Taiwanese on how much I love them. See you tomorrow.